It's time to spill the tea with McKenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Oh, yeah, let's do this. It is tea time. Last night, the 53rd annual CMA Awards went down, and the ladies of country brought it. They opened the show talking about Carrie Underwood, Dolly Parton, and Reba McEntire.
Those memories of you still
That's got to be so scary to be performing with two living legends like
right?
that.
Right? Oh, so cool. And then Carrie was joking about sharing a dressing room with them, too.
You know, standing here with Dolly and Reba means the world to me, and I have loved every second of working with them. Except maybe the part about us all sharing a dressing room. I mean, it's a fog of hairspray and shoes and costume changes. There are racks of clothes and dresses everywhere. And for some reason, Dolly's rack is so much bigger.
That is the truth, sister. Lady A performed with Halsey. So cool. One of my favorite performances, What If I Never Get Over You and Halsey's Graveyard.
What if I never get over you?
Done. Now, a lot of people concerned over Willie Nelson, who performed Rainbow Connection just because he sounded a little out of breath.
Rainbows are visions, but only illusions. Rainbows have nothing to hide.
Oh, bless
wow.
his heart.
That sounded rough.
He's like 100, so give him a break.
Those lungs are the strongest lungs in the world.
Absolutely.
The things they've been through.
Oh, man. Luke Combs won for Male Vocalist of the Year. Dan and Shay, who just teamed up with the Biebs, won for Vocal Duo of the Year. Old Dominion took Vocal Group. Ashley McBride won for New Artist of the Year. And the biggie went to none other than Garth Brooks for Entertainer of the Year.
To all the entertainers out here, let's dedicate this to the band and crews that get our ass on the stage down that road. And those people that show up to let us be entertainers. God love you. I love you, Trisha Yearwood.
Oh, I love them so much. Congrats to Garth Brooks. Another country man, Blake Shelton, he and his girl, Gwen Stefani, have a hot new couple name. And she was revealing it. It is Gwake. So she thought that was pretty fun on the side note. All right, moving on to new music from Camila Cabello. Get ready. It's coming. She's going to release her sophomore album on December 6th. And this is so, we've been waiting for new music, right? We've got little snippets. So one of the songs is going to be Living Proof, and we don't have it yet, but it drops on Friday. So tomorrow we get to hear new stuff from Camila Cabello.
We can't find it on Napster, Pork Chop. What about LimeWire? You check LimeWire?
We're going to do it the right way, officially.
Care Bear?
But you know what? We do have Billie Eilish. She just dropped a tribute to her brother, Phineas. It's called Everything I Wanted, and here's a taste.
I had a dream. I got everything I wanted. Not what you think. And if I'm being honest, it might have been a nightmare to anyone who might care. Thought I could fly, so I stepped off the golden.
I got that clip off of Kazaa.
There we go. Finally, a good source.
Calling that a meditation on fame. And she's saying that no matter what happens, they'll always be there for each other. So, all right. Nice. And lastly here, Jason Momoa, who I think should have been 60th man alive. He stopped by Kelly Clarkson and her kiddos had a question for him.
Aquaman.
Okay. Where does Aquaman go to a bathroom?
That's what she asked in August. Where does Aquaman go to the bathroom?
Everywhere.
So now you know.
Just like Pork Chop when he's drunk.
everywhere.
Mackenzie with the T here on Joe and Mackenzie. Coming up in less than 10 minutes, we like to help people out. Just like yourself, we do something every Thursday called group therapy.
Yeah, so Ben, this is the thing. He wants to move in with his beautiful girlfriend, Sarah, but he has a problem. She's a total hoarder. Stuff everywhere. He's like, I'm going to go insane, and I don't know what to do.
Dude, run. Okay, well, maybe that's not the best advice. We'll talk to Ben, and hopefully you can help him out, too. That's coming up in less than 10 minutes. It's Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now.